Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, it's getting a little colder in the morning.
Well,
so
finally.
I'm a little worried about that.
You know.
I know, finally. But but there's still grasshoppers out there. And so I'm a little worried. I don't know which way the grasshopper is going. If they leave town, I'll know it's permanent, that the cold is here to stay.
I know. It's like you're a little bit skeptical to think, okay, cool weather is finally here. It's finally, you know, and I can get into, you know, fall season and the fall frame of mind and thinking about Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that. But it's hard to do when it's like 170,000 degrees outside. And so hopefully
right.
It will be cooler.
Well, and, you know, it's close to Halloween. It always gets cold.
I cannot
right
believe.
At Halloween. You know, the costumes this year are marvelous. Have you seen them?
I haven't seen them.
They are gorgeous for kids. I mean, they've got everything in the world.
Really?
Oh, huh. My gosh. I saw some that I thought were just great. I mean, really great.
Huh.
Not just the usual ones, but the ones I saw had these wing-looking deals on it and looked like the guy could fly. I mean, whole.
Oh, my
and it
word.
Was blue. It was really pretty.
Really? Oh, see, now
yeah.
I had no idea. I haven't shopped and looked at costumes in quite a while. It looks like I've missed quite a bit.
Yeah, well, this year it seemed like they had a lot of new things, new ideas. It wasn't just the same old things we've always bought.
Yeah, clowns, ballerinas, Dracula.
Yeah, I mean, we've done all that.
Yeah.
This year they've got a lot of different things.
Wow.
It's not exactly Star Wars, but it's things that look like they could fly through there.
So it's an unidentifiable
object flying
object.
Through there, yes.
that's it. Wow. Well, that's pretty cool. I cannot believe that, what are we, six days from Halloween. I can't believe.
And they still have the Joker, of course.
Oh, that's one of the
best.
Yeah,
he didn't go anywhere.
Good. That's one of the scariest. The Joker scares me more than like Dracula in Grim Reaper, because the Joker is kind of realistic and creepy. It's a clown
yeah, it's
person.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
People don't do clowns anymore.
No.
I don't know why.
No.
Well, anyway, I haven't seen a clown. Everybody wants to scare everybody.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get the scariest things they can.
Clowns were pretty scary. I mean, when we were growing up, they were fun and happy and circus and, you know, Ronald McDonald and all that. And now something happened, and then they started making horror movies out of clowns and all kinds of, you know, creepy things. And now,
you know, then they quit having clowns everywhere.
Yeah.
McDonald's, all these people. The clowns went away because little kids were scared.
Yeah. I mean, it's
because people scared them.
Yeah. They're terrifying. And it's a shame because they used to come out to the birthday parties and, you know, make the little animal balloons. they were happy. And I don't know how that turned, but boy, oh boy. And I can't remember what the word for it is, but there's an actual clinical diagnosis for fear of clowns. It's some kind of something phobia, but it's a real thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's.
I thought it was just because they'd made them so darn scary looking.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
That Pennywise, you know, from It.
And the masks are scary.
Oh.
They have a lot of masks this year.
Yeah.
That I've found very scary.
Really? Interesting.
Yes. See, I don't remember who they were of, but I know it was scary.
Now I got to go to the Halloween store. Even though we're, I'm sure a lot of it's picked over, but I still got to go because, man.
Well, you should.
I've been missing something, I think. Golly. And you know, I'll go ahead and confess this. You know how usually I get Halloween candy like months in advance?
Right.
I had a little bit a couple months ago, and I haven't touched it since. I don't know what's happening.
Wow, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. There's something wrong. Because I start planning for Halloween candy, you know, in April. And I haven't got anywhere near it yet.
You think it's because you ate some too early?
No. That's not a thing.
You ate so much of it.
No. Definitely not.
It couldn't be it, right?
No. So, I mean, it's kind of weird. Have you, and I know Thanksgiving is still a ways away, but the way this is going, it's going to creep up on us. And then you got the Halloween lights. Have you planned for either of those? Because you got to call the guy early. And make sure
I have got my lights set up.
What? They're already set up?
I have got mine set up. They're ready to go whenever the guy comes.
Really?
But I've got the reservation made.
Wow. See, I thought I was being a little bit silly and a little bit early. I didn't realize you were ready.
I've got it lined up. I've got the appointment. It's the day after Thanksgiving is when they're coming.
Oh, my word. All right. Well, then great. I know last year it was a little bit of a disaster. The first guy came out. It was all a mess, and somebody else had to come out.
He messed it up. Then we had to call the second guy that I knew, and he fixed it.
Oh, wow. And so you learned
it. Learned a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Congratulations.
Just because the guy says he can do it, that doesn't mean he can.
No.
You know?
Just because you say it doesn't mean it's true.
That's right.
Wow. I thought it was going to back you in the corner and you were going to say, oh, I got to do that. I forgot.
I know. You thought I was going to say, oh, I haven't even started, but yeah, I am.
Wow. And you've had it already done and scheduled. Well, good for you then. That's amazing. Well, it took the wind out of my sail then.
Yeah. So I'm all ready. Got that handled.
Well, then, yeah.
And the house is all ready for fall. Everything, the little farmers are in place, the little pumpkins, the little hay deals, everything's in place.
Nice. Now you just need the weather to permanently catch up with it, and then you'll be all set.
That's right. Mm. And, of course, I'm worried about the pumpkin patches this year because one of them has closed. It's been so many years, and I don't even know if a person can get near the other one.
Really?
Now, these things fill up. I mean, you'll see hundreds of cars out there.
I'm sure. I mean, to go and pick your own pumpkin and then to take it home and carve it, I mean, it's a thing. Have you seen some of these pumpkin carvers, like, on TV? I've started watching the show, the competitions, and it's insane what people can do with a pumpkin.
Well, it's so hard to cut them. I just always have somebody do mine. I mean, I know a lot of people are talented, but I'm not talented with cutting out pumpkins, let me tell you. That's just not my thing.
No. I've gotten those little, you know how they have the little shape thing that you put on there and you kind of trace it and then cut around it? I still mess it
right up.
It still looks terrible. I just don't have good.
Yeah, it takes a little practice.
Yeah, it does. You can't just, pumpkin carving is not for the novice, that's for sure.
No, it's not. It's for people that really do this every day or at least every 2 weeks. That have the experience to make it look good.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't look like a total disaster.
I'm in awe of those people. That's a lot of talent. And they look cool.
They're very talented. And then you have the ones on television that are super talented.
Yeah.
And they can show you how to do everything. But that doesn't mean the man on the street can do it.
No. You start to look at it and say, oh, wow, that's neat. But I don't think we all actually appreciate it until we were to actually try. Now, I've tried just to say, oh, how hard could it be? Yeah, it's hard.
That's me. Really. I wonder, then I say, oh, I do know how hard it is. Get away from me.
Yeah. Get away from me. Oh, wow.
Oh, but I love watching the little kids. All the little kids dressed up are gorgeous. They're great. And, you know, once they get that mask and the costume on, they feel like they're a different person.
Oh, yeah. That's all the fun. Have the kids gotten all their costumes yet? Are they ready to go?
Yes, the costumes came in the mail.
Cool. Wow. So you're just all over it.
Yeah. Well, nowadays, you have to get the costumes early or they're all sold out.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, if you wait till that last week, no telling what you're going to be dressed as.
It may be four sizes too big or small. You just take what
you might have to go as a horse. I mean, you know, anything could happen.
You might have to go as a horse. All right.
That's right. And it'd be my luck to be the back end. I've seen those on television.
Yeah, that would be. That would be how that would go. Oh, my
Yeah,
word.
You know how that'd go. It'd be a bad scene.
It would be. And people would never let you live that down either if you were the back end of
those. No, they wouldn't.
Oh, wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is American Financial Midland.com.
Now, I've been called worse than the back end of a horse, and it had nothing to do with Halloween. So, all right. So I know that there's some big news from this week, so let's get to it.
Oh, my gosh, yes. We've had three maturities.
What?
Three.
In one
three
week?
Three maturities they gave us that this week. Now, the first one I'm going to tell you about is Mark Turner. Now, he was 66 years old. And he had prostate cancer. It had spread to his bones and the lymph nodes.
Oh.
And it matured on 10/13. We did it June 7th of 22.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So that's the longest one. The other two were so short, we just got the thing signed, and they're already passed away.
Really?
The next one is Brent Middlebrook. He was 59 years old, and he had stage 4 rectal cancer.
Mm.
We bought it on June 3rd this year. He died on 10/15.
Oh, my word. June, July, August,
yeah.
September, October. Oh, my gosh. That's like less than 6 months.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So people made good money in a very short time.
And all this happened in the same week.
Yes, 10/15.
We were
notified about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often.
No, it hadn't happened in a long time that we'd have three in a row. And the other guy's name was James Sherrill, and he was 62 years old. He had pancreatic cancer, and we bought it on April 7th of this year.
Wow. There's another one.
That's the third one right there.
I'm shocked.
Can you believe that?
I cannot. It's just like...
It was in October, so these people did not live long at all. And people made really good money.
I mean, I was...
On this one, they made 31%.
Good Lord. Really? Wow,
well,
that's
people
a quick
that invested
turnaround.
$84,000 got $75,000.
Golly.
No. 75,000, they got 98,000, excuse me.
Yeah, that's the background. Wow, that's insane. I don't think
and
I've...
And the people that put 100,000 in got 131,000.
Golly. I just don't remember that kind of turnaround like that in a long time, all right in a row. When you were doing the first one and you're saying how it was in 2022 that you did the deal, I'm thinking... I'm doing the math, and I'm thinking, well, that's fantastic. And then you got into the other two that we're talking about months, and I'm just like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I mean, it's the fastest thing I've ever seen. I've never had one, two in a row, that came in real early. Never have.
I mean, that's insanely. I know we talked.
Usually we'll get one, then 2 months later we'll get another one in 3 months, but not the same week. Tell us about all three and send us information.
Man, that's all.
Now we'll be getting the death certificates and getting paid.
Jeez.
Oh, did I tell you that one client was in all three policies?
No, you left that part
Another
out.
Another client was in two of them.
Wow.
I mean, can you imagine?
Oh, man. I mean, I don't know what the dollars translate to, but that's a big payday. For some people.
It is a big payday for anybody.
Wow.
So this person is getting a lot of money.
Yeah, clearly. I'm just...
They're getting $98,000 on one.
Jeez.
They're getting $137,000 on the second one.
Wow.
Let's see what they got on the third one.
That's 98. Five, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12, 2. Good Lord.
$108,000 on the third one.
Oh my gosh! All right, so that'd be 2, 3. That's I did just some rough math. That's $300,000-$400,000, I think.
That's right.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Over $300,000.
Oh my word!
At one time.
Golly.
Then we've got another client that they were in two of them.
That's incredible. I just
can you imagine if they'd all been in all three? They would have really made some serious money, but it's serious the way it is.
Yeah. I mean,
when you make that kind of money, 31% on one of them alone.
Yeah. And in only a couple of months, too. I mean, that's just.
Yeah, you made it that quick.
Yeah. I know we talk all the time, you know, about how, oh, sometimes they'll come in early and sometimes they'll be on time and all that. We say all that, and it's true, but it's just when it hits like that and you've got, you know, so many right in this, and not even in this close proximity, the same week, it just really drives it home that, yeah, I can't think of another opportunity where you can make that kind of money that fast ever. Now, I know it's not all the time, but boy, when it does happen, golly, it happens. Yeah,
I know it's the best thing that's happened in a long time. Now, the other great thing is we have 5 policies we bought. We have bought them. They're paid for. We're going to start filling them. The $1 million one is already filled. We filled it really, really quick.
Wow.
It is amazing, all these policies, that how fast we're filling them. And they're short term. People are going to love them.
Wow. I know that you've been talking for a couple of weeks, you know, last week and I think the week before, that, you know, you're working on policies and, you know, doing all this, but I didn't realize
we didn't
there was
have
actually
contracts.
5. Yeah. Yeah.
The first one that we did this week was $1 million. The second one we're going to be working on is lung cancer. That's an $857,000 one.
Oh, my word.
There's a $250,000 one. And the lady has triple negative breast cancer.
Really?
And there's another one that has acute myeloid leukemia.
Oh, my word.
And it's short. And then the next one is a 24-month LA, and it's a metastatic breast cancer.
Those.
And so we've got 5 great policies that we'll be putting people in just as quick as we can. Then we've notified everybody of their maturities, that they've got 3 maturities that they'll be getting paid on the next 3 weeks.
It's just like, it seems like, and I know it's not really anything you can plan for or anything predict or anything, you know, that you can do anything about, but it seems like it's rare that you have that many maturities and then you have that many new policies that people can turn around and reinvest in at the same time.
We've never had 5 at one time. Usually we buy 1 at a time.
Yeah.
But we've bought 5.
Yeah. I mean,
And it's several $1 million worth for the clients. You know, people were calling saying, I haven't seen any policies come by lately. And another one said, I haven't been able to invest my money lately, you know. And we were trying desperately to get the paperwork done and get them the policies.
Yeah.
And it took longer than we had anticipated.
Well, I mean.
And then in the meantime, everything happened at once.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it does take a little bit longer to do the deal. I know there's a bidding process, and then sometimes there's a rebidding process. And then, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer to get the deal done. But boy, when you've been saying that you've been working on stuff, I didn't realize it was this massive of a bunch of policies. So,
yes, we didn't need but one. We wouldn't even have started. We needed several.
Yeah.
Because we hadn't been able to close anything, you know, because all the ones they were sending us was like 100 years or 20 years or 10 years. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but they were long.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, we don't like to do long policies.
Mm-mm.
These are IRAs most of the time. People want them to mature pretty quick.
Yeah. And just the fact that, you know, it's everything that you've been up against, and then all of a sudden to have 5 come through all at the same time, that's just it's all that hard work that you put into this pays off, you know, when
it does pay off, and that way we do get the cream of the crop. Sometimes we don't get it right away. We have to fight for it.
Yeah, but boy, it
and
was
we
worth
did
it.
On these.
Boy, you got some great ones, and so there's not a bad one in the bunch. Every single one of these.
No, there's not.
Yeah,
and they're short term. None of them are long term.
Mm-hmm.
So they should pay off pretty quick.
Yeah, and they're the types that I guess are the most attractive to people. Is that a good way to say it, or popular?
They are attractive when it's short term. And you're getting paid pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
Now, like that one we had, it went over a little bit. But it was in the perimeters, you know?
Yeah, in that window.
It was still a great deal because it went over just a little, not a lot.
Wow. And you say the million.
And then the next two came in real early.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're always talking about that they could come in early, late, or medium.
Mm-hmm. And boy, that.
And those two came in really early.
Yeah. It's you know, sometimes when you're talking about early, you know, we're thinking, okay, if it's a 24-month policy and if it comes in 18, that's early and that's great. That's fantastic. We rarely measure them in months like this. So.
Usually we don't say it's going to come due in less than a year. You know, it's going to come due before your ink gets dry on the contract.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. And then to have five more. Now, did you say that the $1 million one is already filled, right?
Yeah, I've got the $1 million one sold.
Okay.
I mean, I've already got it hooked up.
Yeah, but then you've got the others, and so they are.
I've got four more right behind it, and they're all really good and going to pay well. And two breast cancers, a lung cancer, you know, several different things, and they're all great policies.
Wow.
And they're all, the premium are almost nothing.
Really? I mean, that's, so I guess if anybody's been waiting on a policy, they probably should be watching email pretty closely because those are probably going to go
right,
pretty quick.
That's right, because if you want real cheap premium, great profit, this is the thing to do.
Yeah.
Get in these policies.
Yeah.
Get in as many as you can.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, is to really get in as many policies as possible. And you always have people who, you know, they're doing well, and maybe they don't tell people about their investments. I mean, it's kind of like a personal private thing. And then after, you know, so many years and so many policies, people start to say, hey, you know, this is really, my portfolio is really starting to expand. We're really starting to get into some serious cash here that we're making. And then they start telling other people, and then they can show them, it's like, look, over, you know, the last, you know, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, however long people have been doing. I know you have some that have been doing it for over a decade, I think. And so
2013.
You know, yeah. What's that? 2013, 14, 12, 12 years, I think. So,
yeah,
I mean, they've been doing it a long time. And the ones that are in the most policies are the ones that have made the most money. And you get a lot of people who, you know, start making big money like this. And then they start telling people and then their friends come in, which is another big thing. I'm sure probably you've had more referrals than probably anything. And it's because people have actually done so well in such a conservative type of investment in just about any kind of market condition you could ever possibly imagine.
Well, I was just looking. One of them is 15 months, one's 9 months, one is 6 months, and one's 24.
Oh, my word. Wow.
That's how good it is.
Yeah. That is spectacular. Wow.
Yeah. So yeah. 15, 9, 6, and 24. My gosh, you can't beat those policies right there.
No. When you have up on the wall, here is the golden ticket of policies that we're looking for. These would be the very definition. Those would be the pictures
this
of what
this would
you're
be the
for.
Cadillac of all the policies.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
This is it.
And so I know you can't disclose too much, I'm sure, for privacy reasons, but is there any chance that in the new, that would be a silly question. I was thinking the ones that the policies that matured in a couple of months, if any new investors were in those, I'm sure that's one heck of a way to be introduced to life settlements is to have
that's
your
right.
first policy.
It always
come in early.
Is when you have something come in that early.
Yeah. Wow. So
and some of the people that have been with me a long time, you know, and they get this kind of money, it makes them enthusiastic, and then they do more policies, which they should.
Yeah.
And get that interest piled up.
Yeah. And that's how it works. And people don't have to worry about, stock market. They don't have to worry about any kind of conditions. It's just literally set it and then just wait. And then and it really is just a waiting game, not only for the policy to mature, but then when more policies are available, because you're not just going to take any junk policy that may not.
No, look at all the ones we passed on this summer when they were so bad.
I know.
I mean, we went 30 days without buying a thing because they were so bad.
Yeah.
But then when the bottom crusted on that and then these came available, we were bidding hard and heavy, and we got them.
Yeah. I mean, just, you stick to the plan. You know, you don't compromise. You stick to the plan. You know what works, and you hold out for the right types of policies. And as we can see, the patience really has paid off. So congratulations on the new policies that you've got. That's fantastic news.
Yeah, it is. It's really got us high in the air.
What about annuities? Are we still? I know the bonus was about to come.
We've got
due?
A few days left, and that's it on the 16th. I don't know if it'll go back to 13 or if it'll go to zero. I don't know, but I know the 16% is going to end November. Did I say the 18th?
It's 16%. Was it? Is it on the 18th that it expire? November 18th.
I think it's the 18th that expires. But everybody's been coming and adding to their annuities this week.
Really?
I've had a lot of people add to them because they took them out a couple of years ago, and those have got 13%. So they want to go ahead and get that 13% the next 2 years in addition to what else it makes. So they're adding to them right now.
Wow.
And I've got some people did new ones this week, but they also did some of their old ones and brought it up because they want to get all those bonuses.
Yeah. I mean, those bonuses, they're a big deal. And I know last year there was talk, or rumors anyway, that the bonuses were going to go away around December-ish last year, and then they didn't. And then they not only did they not go away, but then this year they raised them to 16%.
Yeah, they increased it, which really helped.
Yeah.
And then we got a notice the other day in writing that it was 16% is going to be very limited.
All right. So it is actually, it's official. The 16% ends on November 18th.
I believe it's 18th.
Ish.
Okay. I know it's that week.
Yeah.
And I could be wrong about the date, but I believe it's 18th.
It seems like almost people have had a renewed interest or like a resurgence of annuities that maybe have kind of gone under the radar. And I don't know if it's just the bonuses that did it or if it's just that, you know, people are realizing, hey, this is another conservative type of investment that we don't even have to worry about. We can literally set it and forget it and then not even, you know, think about it for a year. And then,
you know, I was just thinking about the gold market, you know, it pancaked it.
Yes.
Absolutely pancaked.
Oh, my.
And what I don't think people realize, yes, gold is pretty. Yes, it's valuable. But what about when there's a downturn and that thing loses their value? You know, an annuity isn't ever going to lose its value.
Yeah.
It's going to stay right the same. Your principal's always safe. And when you have gold, it is not guaranteed. That mm-mm. gold amount you paid for it is not a guaranteed fact. It might go down just like the stock market.
You know,
we saw it lost a tremendous amount last Friday.
It did. Oh, my word. It went down it bottomed out. And it seems like within the last, week or two, it seems like I had heard some reports and some analysts on talking about gold and how it was, don't quote me on this, but close to an all-time high, or it was surging.
It
was on
it
fire.
Is on
and then boom.
Higher than it's been in years. But it's still last Friday, just pancaked.
Yeah.
And that tells you that gold is nice, but you don't want to have too much in it because it can go down just like the stock market.
Yeah.
If it does, you only get what it's worth that day if you had to sell it, plus the commission.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much commission is on gold coins, but it must be pretty good because there's a lot of people in it.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, with an annuity, there is no such thing as a downturn. There's no such thing as market conditions or today's value versus yesterday and tomorrow. And it's all, I mean, it is what it is because it's a life insurance product. And those don't change no matter what, ever.
And when the market goes down, it just goes on hold.
Yeah.
It has a lock on it where it cannot go down. It can go up or it can stay the same, but it never goes down. So that's the guarantee you need when you're investing.
Yeah. And, you know, there's not a lot of things that, aren't affected by something else. You know, you look at pretty much anything and they can be affected by anything, like the price of beef, you know, the price.
Oh, yeah. And now they're talking about buying Australian beef because our beef is so high.
Yeah.
That is going to set real well.
Yeah. There's going to be an outrage over that. There will be protests from that. I saw that and I'm like, farmers are not going to. They're not going to enjoy that at all. So, you know, but those types of things create market situations, you know, the price of groceries, the price of beef, you know, the I don't know, whatever's going on overseas, war, not war, peace, anything can affect these things. But anytime you're dealing with a life insurance company, you know what you're going to be making. I mean, everything is like laid out. You got that safety net, so you don't have to worry about, oh, if something happens in Israel, then we don't have to get up in the middle of the night and see if we have anything left. You know, it's...
Well, and what I love about insurance companies, they will do a historical index performance, and they'll compare everything that's happened from year one through year 10. And I always go to those and say, okay, what's the index has done in the last 10 years? Well, it's averaged out 10, but on most of them, it's a lot more. I'm looking at these today. One was 13.6 on the 10th year. One was 13.3, 12.1. And then there was one that didn't make but 2.4 on an average in 10 years. So you wouldn't want to do that when you'd stay far away from it.
Yeah.
But you need to stay with the ones that we use that, you know, have averaged out 10%. And most of them have made a little more than that in 10 years.
I mean, that's for doing nothing. And you don't, your nerves will thank you too, because you don't even have to, you know, be worried about it. That alone, just even if somebody was to only make, say their only return was the fact that their nerves don't have to worry about if they've lost everything in their portfolio, that would be worth it. But, you know,
that's
the
right.
Profit.
I mean, you need something that you can relax,
yeah.
Put it to bed, take your interest every year, go on with your life, and everything will be fine.
Yeah, it's just, it's got to be nice knowing that you're still making money, you're still protecting your principal, which is what you always say is so important, is protecting the principal. And so you're not gonna do that in the stock market. You're not gonna do that in real estate. You're not gonna do that in gold or, you know, really anything else. And protecting your principal is what you say is always the most important part, because what you put in, you at least want to get that back out, and you can't do that.
That's right. You always want your principal to be safe.
Yeah.
And then whatever you make every year, that is great. You can take 10% a year out. A lot of people are taking 4 and 5% because they don't need that much. But you want to be conservative in this world. You don't want to do some high flyer and get caught in it.
No, no. You certainly don't want to try to do the next best, flashiest thing. Oh, this is exciting. This is all the rage this week. You know, we've seen that, you know, come and go. We've seen those things all the time. They'll pop in. Hey, look at this. This is new and shiny and exciting. And people jump on it and they don't know really anything about it. And then, you know, people just, you know, lose tons and tons of money. But with whether it's life settlements or annuities, you know, it's all mapped out. You know exactly what it is. You've been doing this for so long personally. You've seen everything there is
I'm
to see.
I'm in a lot of policies. You know that, don't you?
Personally, yeah. Yeah.
I am personally in a lot of policies.
Yeah, you've been in a ton. And it's one thing to talk the talk. It's another thing to walk the walk. And you do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's not just my clients. It's me, too. So lots of times I'm in the same policies they are.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's just, and you've been doing this for so many years, and you've got clients that have been with you so many years. I won't ask you for names or numbers or anything like that, but I know.
No, they wouldn't appreciate that.
No, you'll get a call on Monday.
They would not appreciate that.
On second thought, you'd probably get a call today on your cell phone. That would not go well.
I probably would get a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And say, what is wrong with your head?
What have you done? You've lost your mind.
Yeah, I said, you have ruined us.
Yeah.
No, all that is confidential. We do keep it confidential. We do use the trustee on everything we do.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that the big brokerage houses used the trustee. You would never have anything going on up there if they had a trustee that handled the money, but they don't. They handle the money, and a client ends up, if it's a good broker, they are okay. If it's a bad one, they're not okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know that the investors that have been with you for so many years and have been in the most policies are just making money. I almost want to classify it as hand over fist, because they've, you know, just added exponentially to their portfolio and made a ton of money. And that's how the whole thing is designed to work. But the life settlement, it's not just come in, invest in a policy, and then go off and retire. The idea is to invest, and then a policy matures, excuse me, and then, you know, you reinvest that, and then another policy matures, you reinvest that, and it keeps going like that. And it doesn't take time, it doesn't take effort, you don't have to do anything in between. There's no maintenance involved. It's just really a matter of waiting for the policy to mature. When it does, you get paid, and in another policy you go. It's really that simple.
And, you know, I was looking at someone's portfolio this week, and, you know, I'd said some time back I wasn't sure how much the interest was that they were getting just laying there in their account, but it is still 3.55. So if you're just sitting there with cash, you're getting 3.55.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a money account. It's just a dadgum checking account. And yet you're getting paid.
Yeah, you can't say that at a regular.
In between policies, you're always getting paid.
which is a great way to say it. In between policies, you're still getting paid. That's amazing.
That's right.
That's awesome.
So if it's been a month or 45 days, it's sitting there, you're getting paid one way or the other.
Yeah. Ideally, to make the most, you want to be actively involved and invested.
That's
but
right.
Still.
But sometimes they're having to wait on me. So, you know, it might be there a little longer than what we want.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we snap to and get it done.
Mm-hmm. And that's how it works. And so the investors that have been with you know this, and they don't even have any questions. It's a lot, I would imagine probably the new investors maybe don't quite understand all of it yet. So they maybe get into one policy, see how it goes, and then probably come back, I'm assuming, and say, okay, I'm going in more policies. I'm all in. I like the way this works. So I understand it now. I'm just guessing, but I would imagine that's probably how it goes. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
We're going to talk about Graham Harrell. He was born in Brownwood, Texas. His dad was an assistant coach under the legendary Texas high school guy, Gordon Wood.
Ooh.
His father was hired as head coach at Enos High School.
I should have known.
You should have known. And he played under his father's coaching. He was a starting quarterback for three seasons. He led the Enos Lions to a state class 4A title as a sophomore. Played in the Old Bowl. I can't even say Old Bowl. And he set Texas high school records in every category.
Wow.
And then he went out to Texas Tech, graduated from Texas Tech. His lifetime passing record is 89 career passing touchdowns. He's been nominated for every award there was. He didn't get the Heisman, but he was nominated for the Heisman. He did get all the others. He's been named, he was also named the Johnny Unitas Award. He was awarded that. The David O'Brien Award Watch. He's gotten everything you could do. He's one of the best college and professional football players there is. He went to the Canadian Football League, and then he went into the NFL in 2010, and he went to Green Bay. He was part of the Super Bowl win with the Packers over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then he was a member of the New York Jets. And he's been awarded every trophy there is. He's that good. Out of 26 candidates, he was the one that kept getting all the awards. Most passes completed in a season, 512. Most passes completed on average per game, 39.4.
Really?
And in his career, the most passes completed is 31.
In one game?
In his career, not one game.
Oh.
Most games gaining 400 yards, 11. They gained more than 400 yards in all those.
Wow.
And 400 yards or more in his passing career, 20.
Jeez.
Most yards gained on average against one opponent, 456.
Cool.
Gaining 4,000 yards, 3.
Wow.
Getting 400 yards or more in total offense in a career, 21.
Hmm.
I mean, his statistics is some of the best in the world.
Yeah.
And his rankings in college and then in the NFL is superb. There's really not anybody like him. It looks to me like his dad taught him, then he went to Texas Tech, then, of course, he went in the big leagues. He got the MPV award in 2006. He got the All-Big 12 award, the AT&T All-American Player of the Week in 2007. He got the Sammy Baugh Trophy in 2007. 2008, he won the MVP for Gator Bowl.
Wow.
And AT&T All-American Player of the Week. The Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award, and he never did get the Heisman, but he got All-Big 12 for honorable mention. And Player of the Year, he was a winner. Oh, he was one of the best players around.
You know, you run down those stats like that and all the awards that he's gotten, I get it. Now I start to – it makes sense to me now. I mean
– It makes sense to you who he really was.
Yeah.
And what he was capable of. I mean, he's one of the best players I've ever heard of.
My word. You can't have numbers like that and not be – at least nominated, let alone win. You just can't. It's just not. It's not a thing. Performing at that level.
In 2003, he passed 4,825 over 13 games.
Jeez, that's incredible.
And he held the all-time record for it for 16 game seasons, and his career passing yards was 12,532 from 2000 to 2003.
Really?
In 2003, he had 67 touchdown passes.
Wow. That's incredible. I mean, it's you don't find numbers like that every day.
No, we don't. And since then, he's coached everywhere in the world. He's a very valuable coach. He went to Oklahoma State. He went to Washington State, North Texas, USC, West Virginia, Purdue, Lafayette. And now he's at Abilene Christian. I don't know what he's making, but I would say a mighty fine payment, I imagine, don't you?
Whatever it is, it's probably not enough.
It probably is, because he is so good.
I know.
I mean, outstanding football player.
I just, you know, it's. I sit here and I love this Enos, Texas series that you're doing, and it makes me wonder. It's like, do you have to be born in Enos, or can you just like move there, like in the middle of your?
As long as you move there and go to school there and graduate from there, you're somebody.
I want whatever these people are having. It's incredible.
I know. I think it's that good, clean country living.
Oh, that's what it is. You know that's what it is.
I mean, in a town like Enos, you know, it's just country, clean air, apple pie and Chevrolet.
Oh.
That's what it used to be.
Yeah, I know.
You know, everybody would talk that way.
And it was true, too. It's not even like a made-up exaggeration or a silly story that people tell.
That's
it's
right.
real. It's real. So, wow. I just... And then
all these people from Enos, Texas, there's so many of them that became famous. It's amazing to me.
I know it. I can't remember how many it was, but I remember the first day that you did trivia and you named off all of them, and I can't remember how many there were, but it was my. I think we determined we could have like 6 months of trivia out of just that alone.
That's right, out of that one story.
Yeah,
because they all became famous. I mean, I couldn't believe that one worked with Disney. You know, all of them did something really important with their life.
Yeah.
They didn't just go out here and go to work at the five and dime.
No. And they did. What they did, it was all in these different fields. You know, like you said,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
You got Disney, you got music, you've got art, you've got, you know, obviously Graham Harrell, you got sports.
Two of them became judges.
Yeah.
One became a senator. One was on the Supreme Court in Texas.
Yeah. I mean,
they were smart, they were athletic. You know, and the one that did Bugs Bunny and all that, I'm so impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He did all that. I mean, gosh, I don't even know what it took to learn how to do all that.
I don't either. It's you know, and the fact that Enos is so small, you know, I mean, if you said, okay, all these people came out of Dallas. Okay.
Oh, yeah, big city.
Yeah, I would expect that. That'd be normal, but... You know, it's like, I know that you had mentioned all the names, and I can't even remember all of them, but boy, I mean, you get to Graham Harrell, and you think, man, just the numbers that he put up and the talent that he had, and it's just, you know, and the fact that he's, you know, continuing to coach or mentor or pass it on or pay it forward. I don't know how you want to phrase it, but the fact that he's sharing his knowledge with people, you know, it's just these people are all legends, even whether they've passed or if they're still with us or active or retired or whatever it is. Just whatever is happening in Enos, I want some of that.
Well, and this guy, you know, when he was in Enos High School, he was starting quarterback in the sophomore year. I mean, he wasn't even a senior.
Yeah.
And setting all kinds of records right there.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when I was, you know, in school and you know, football was our thing. It's like the starting quarterback, back then anyway, was the senior. And if you were...
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. That's just how it was. And, you know, they were the most experienced and they'd, you know, gone through all the stuff and they'd grown and all this and that. And that's when they were ready. And so to be at a sophomore level and being starter, it's just, I don't know. I mean, it's just even relatively small things like that, you can kind of see, okay, there's something special here and they're going to go on and they're going to do something big. And I don't know, but I would guess probably his coach or teammates or somebody had told him someplace like, hey, kid, you got something special here and you're going to do big stuff. And he did. He has and still does, I think. So, you know, I mean.
And you know, he ranked second in career pass completions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Second.
And yeah, I just, you know, the all the awards, the Johnny. I'm surprised that he didn't get the Heisman. I mean, that's just kind of.
Never got the Heisman, but he got the Johnny Unitas, got all the others. And he was nominated for that.
Yeah.
Another guy beat him out.
I don't know. I mean, to be able to win every award known to man except for one, it's just, I mean, that's just impressive. To have numbers like that, you go down in history books, and it takes a lot to break all those. And so just, I don't know. And the fact that he started in Little Ole Miss is just, it's just mind-blowing to me. Little teeny tiny
things. It's pretty mind-blowing, but I mean, his parents were so proud of him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my word.
I mean, all the things he could do.
Wow. Yeah, I'm so intrigued and so, I guess, inspired by this Enos, Texas series. I'm just, it's really, really cool.
The people that graduated there, They made use of their time, their talent, and they were all talented. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
How can this many people be this dadgum talented?
I know it. It's like, you know, growing up in a small town myself, it's like, you know, you go out and you goof around and you make trouble and, you know, you do all
That's
the things
right.
that people do. And these, every single one of them, at least so far, has been so focused and so disciplined and so driven. It's just, I don't know, it's not typical small town behavior. And the fact that it's repeated so many different ways is just, it's fascinating to
me.
Do
you think it was the teachers that brought them this way, or the families that taught the kids to be this good at what they did?
I don't know. I was hoping it was something in the water and I could go drink some.
Well, it could be. But I mean, to have this many famous people from one city.
Yeah.
Because lots of times we'll have several, but not this many.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, that become this famous.
Yeah. And to be relatively off the radar is kind of cool too. It adds another level of, I don't know, maybe mystery or something to it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the teachers or the parents or maybe some kind of unwritten legacy of Enos. I don't know.
Maybe I'll write to somebody in Enos and ask them. If they can tell me how all this happened.
You need to. So we can know the secret. Whatever it
Maybe
is.
A school librarian or somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they would know how these people became famous.
Surely there's a historian someplace that can link all the pieces together or something.
I'll bet there is. I'll bet I can find out.
I bet you can, and I know you will.
I will.
Wow. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
I wonder if you just kind of like pass through Enos. Maybe you can pick up some of that, you know, whatever. It'll sink in somehow.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe some of it will rub off on me.
That's what I was hoping for me.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be a bad deal.
No.
If there's some fairy dust there, I'll get it.
And if there's not, now that you've said it, there's going to be a circus vendor standing out on the corner selling little vials of fairy dust.
That's right, little vials of fairy dust for me.
I'll take two, please.
That's right.
Oh, right. My word. All right, before we wrap, with life settlements, there are two risks that people do need to know about. We've kind of hinted at them a little bit earlier, but any new investors coming on board, they need to know about this. So what is the first one?
The biggest risk would be if it went over, you would have to pay some premium. And we've got all of ours down now, to where it's, most of them are less than 1%. So the premiums are very, very cheap. So we've managed to do that. It's taken years to do it. But we are very careful now about what the premium is. The second risk is, remember, you cannot take all your money out until it matures. So all your money comes out of that policy at maturity.
Okay.
So that's really the two risks. But you must be accredited. In order to be accredited, you must make $200,000 a year, or you must have $1 million without your home.
Okay. For annuities.
That's not in cash. It can be in assets, by the way.
Yeah, like property, just.
Bonds and stocks and
businesses.
You know, different things.
Like if you have a business,
yes.
That would count?
Business, yes, that would count.
Okay. Just rental property is fine, just not your main residence.
Not your home.
Okay. All right. For annuities, you don't really have to go through the same kind of rigorous qualification.
You have to have, they're going to check what your monthly expenses are versus how much cash you've got per month. And if you have banking, you know, substantial, savings substantial, they're going to look at everything.
Okay. All right. And then finally, just to kind of recap the policies that are on the horizon, you've got the five. One is already filled, so there's four that you're working on.
There's four left.
Okay.
Yes. So if everybody calls in, we'll get them in one of these. And let's see, one's a 9-month, one's a 6 months. What did I tell you the other one was?
I want to say, you put me on the spot. I don't know. I wanted to say.
You don't know, okay.
I wanted to say 18, but I think I'm wrong.
One was 24. Let me give it to you again.
All right.
One's 24, one's 6 months. One's 9 months and one's 15 months.
15, that's what it was. That's what I was thinking of.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, all right, well, good deal. So people be looking for emails, check their emails.
They need to be checking emails, and all the people that are in these three policies that matured be looking for an email telling you that you've got money coming.
Yeah, that's very important. I'm
and
sure.
Everything will go, they'll have to get the death certificate. Then it'll go right to the insurance company. Then they'll pay.
If I was waiting on
so
an
it
email,
it shouldn't be very long.
No. It's a quick process. It shouldn't be long at all. But I know that if I knew that I was expecting an email that money's coming, I would sleep with my phone looking at my email all night long. So I'm sure that won't be a problem for most people.
And you know, and a few of them I called and told them they had money coming.
Oh, I bet they were excited.
I couldn't call them all, but I did call a few.
Did you get a positive reaction?
Yes, I did.
I thought so.
The reason we called them is because they were in all three policies.
Oh, my word.
It was just too big not to tell them.
Yeah. You can't just leave that to a random email. No. You got
to
make a phone call.
I had to tell them.
I don't blame you.
I was so excited.
Yeah. And they were too, I'm sure.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah. All right. So anybody that wants to get more information, if you're a new investor, you want to come over and get started, if you just want to find out more, you have questions, whatever, people do need to call and make an appointment. So one last time, Faye, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.